Okay. So, we introduce our question. We're going to summarize the conclusion of the case last week. We had the case.
I wasn't here.
Okay, so it's good. We had a case last week. That Reuben is a diamond dealer. Shimon is a diamond dealer. Shimon knocks on Reuben's door. Comes in and he says, look, can you look after Reuben? Can you look after my diamonds for me? $50,000 worth of diamonds? Can you look after me? Put it, yeah, because I know you look after diamonds. You've got a safe over here. So Reuben says, Kedim, I'm not taking any achrayas. I'm not a shomer. I'm not going to be chayav even if there's going to be a shomer chayav. Means I'm not going to be chayav even if there's negligence involved. I won't be chayav. Okay. So he took the diamonds, he said, save it, take it. So he took it, and Reuben put it down a few minutes, and then he said, look, I have to go to Mitzvah. Shimon's already long gone. And Reuben said, well, I haven't got time to put it in the safe. I haven't got time. So what am I going to do? I'm not going to take it with me to Mitzvah. I'm going to put it in. Why? Put it in the safe spot. No one, Gunner, who comes in the meantime, will ever think of looking there and will never take it. Where is that? That is in the trash can. The trash can. Put the bag in the trash can. Came back Reuben from Mincha and forgot all about it. Forgot all about it. Went home that night, came back the following morning, still hasn't remembered. Then he gets a knock on the door from Shimon and says, hello, yes, where's my diamonds? Reuben, that stage, gasped. I put it in the trash can. Of course, if you go home at night, the cleaners come round and they cleaned out the trash can. No more diamonds. Now we're based in America. This is a case that came in, we're based in America. And this is how they passed it, based on a nesivus. Said like this, that even although you're not a shomer, says the nesivus, because you didn't, said clearly, I'm not taking on any achrayas at all. Still says the nesivus like this. If you look at my Bokum number one, this is where we start. Dafilu misha ain't a shomer klal. They're even somebody who's not halachically got any responsibility. He's not shomer. Still chayiv b'chiyai gavna. He's still going to be chayiv to pay for a scenario which is like our case. He goes, in Yelach Reuben, what's the example he gives? In Yelach Reuben, the base Shimon, Reuben comes into the house of Shimon. B'yikach ma'ash Shimon, b'yikon baki. He sees money running around. He sees money lying around and says, it's very dangerous. Money lying around. A gunner can come into Reuben's house. A gunner can come into Shimon's house and take the money. You know, I'm gonna do him a tover. He takes the money of Shimon. The yikru from the kaka, and he puts it in the safe place. He buries it in the ground. Rashi covenant over Shimon, even though his intentions were good. Kadesh al yikna, and all this should be stolen. Shimon Asalov doesn't. He didn't intend to steal. He's not considered a gazan at all. For Yishtar, but now he's forgotten. He forgot where he buried it. Ay, ay, ay. He's not a shomer. He's not a gazlan. He intended to be good. Still, Vadai Chayav Reuben Shon. He still has to pay. To give him Sha'osam Maisuches. Why? What's the concept? Under what category? Why is he Chayav? Since he's in action in somebody else's object. But they might have missed it on its head, and that action caused it to be damaged. Because if you can't find it, it means it's damaged because you can't use it. Mazik Gomor, says the receivers. That comes under the category, you are Mazik. You have damaged it. See from here that even if you're not a shomer, but you do an action which is going to cause it to be damaged, to put it in a place where now it's not usable, it's called also damage, you're chayav because not of shmira, not because of kaneva, because that in itself has caused you damaged the item. Put it in a place where it's going to be lost, also called damaged item.
Is someone that argues with this? Is someone that argues with this?
That's why, and based in America, they bust him based on this deceivers. Now Reuven owes Shimon $50,000. And that's how we concluded last week. Okay. So now I gave you homework to think about. The homework was like this. We had two previous cases. And I wanted you to think, have now this concept of the Sivus applied to these two previous cases? What are the two previous cases? One case, everyone remembers the $1.5 million question. What was that? Sammy wasn't here, so we're going to repeat the case. The case was that a locksmith got a phone call from a woman in need. I'm stuck outside the house. It's raining. I've got my kids out here. My husband's out of the country and my keys are in the house. I can't get in. Can you please do me a service and open the door? Comes the locksmith, opens the door, does his service, gets paid, and he leaves his calling cards. Comes back, the owner of the house from Kutzarot. So he walks in. He's cleaned out. Why? What happened? She was not the wife of the owner. She was a gunner. She came in and cleaned out his house of his diamond jerseys, which is also a diamond jersey. Yeah. And the question was, we have two questions. What we already decided. Is the locksmith, he saw the calling cards, he took the locksmith to Basin and he said, you hired me for the breaking the door, and you hired me for $1.5 million. We already concluded a few weeks ago, he's hired for the door. What about the $1.5 million? That was one case. Second case. He's hired for damaging, causing it to be stolen by opening the door. He let the gun up into the house.
But he didn't put it somewhere. He's putting it
somewhere. No. Let me say the next case before we start relating to what we just heard from the city. Maybe he's hired for letting the gun up into the house. That was one. He opened the door for the gun. That was a discussion. Second case, Reuven Shimon work in the same office. Reuven comes out to the office. He opens up his car with Rizwa Lokto Shalat. And next to his car is Bart Shimon with the same model. And as he opens his car, he doesn't open his car, he opens up Shimon's car. His Shalat, his Rizwa Lokto Shalat opened up Shimon's car. Same model. Sometimes that happens.
Same code?
It happens sometimes. He sees it opens, he knows Shimon's car is open, and so he opens up his, he presses again, and he opens up his as well. But he said, I've got time to deal with this Shimon's car, so I'm not going to deal with it. He leaves Shimon's car open, and he doesn't even go to inform Shimon, and just drives off. Now drives off, Shimon's car gets stolen. So what did he do? He opened the door for the gunner. Two very similar cases. One locksmith opens for the gunner, and one is Reuven opened up the door for the gunner for the car. But we concluded last week, there's a slight difference between the two. Why? In the case when Reuven opened up the car of Shimon, was he intending to open up Shimon's car? Was he doing that? Didn't have intention. It happened. He was negligent in rectifying it, doing Hashavah Sabeta, but he didn't intend to open it. The locksmith, did he intend to open up the door of the house? He did. He thought it was the owner telling him. But he intended to do the action of opening up that door. So, he said, like this. We concluded like this. At this stage, we're holding like this. What do we hold like this in these cases? That we got a Gemara, and the Gemara says that there's a cow which is fenced in. You come up and you break down the fence, and the cow gets out and causes damage. Are you chayiv for the damage the car causes? Says the Rambam, yes. Says Rashi, no. Machlokes Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah. Shulchanov says, you are chayiv for breaking down the fence for the damage the cow caused. And the Ramah says, you're not chayiv. So, we see from there, you take down the barrier, and by taking down the barrier that causes damage, you're off the hook, according to the Ramah. So So if you ask a Nazi, both cases, that's what you did. You took down the barrier which caused now damage. You're off the hook, according to the Ashkenazi Rumah Rashi. But according to the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch and the Pesukei Sfatim, we see that you take down a barrier which now leads to cause of damage, then you're chayav. Yeah, that's what we concluded. But the Vilna Gaon, and this is where I finish off with my introduction, the Vilna Gaon says that when did the Rambam, which is the only shit we can suggest maybe you're chayav in our case, when does the Rambam say you take down a barrier which now causes a damage, you're going to be chayav? That's only, says the Vilna Gaon, because the person intended to cause damage by breaking down that fence. Tends to make damage by breaking down the fence, cause the animal to go out and cause damage, that's what his intention is for, then he's going to be fired for the damage which an animal causes. If he doesn't intend to do that, then he's off. Based on that, we came with the conclusion like this. According to the Ashkenazi, Paskin, the Ramah, in both cases, the locksmith case, and in the case of opening up the shalat, or remote control of somebody else's car, you should be not chayav, because we see from the Ramah, you take down the barrier, and that causes damage, that causes indirect damage, you can't get him in Beis Din, B'tir Shemayim, maybe you can if you had bad intentions. So in Ramah, Ashkenazi, you have to know. According to the Rambam, he says, take it down the barrier, you're chayav, but only if you have kavanah. So he says, in the case of the car, did you have kavanah? Did you intend to take the barrier down in order that the car should be damaged? Did you intend to open that door so the gunner should come in? Did you have that intention? No, you tried to open your door. So even according to this case, so for law, you're also off the hook. And therefore, we're left with, what would the Rambam say in the case of the locksmith? In the case of locksmith, would he be off the hook or not be off the hook? Is that called kavana, or is that not called kavana?
Well, it has to have kavana to be mazik, or kavana to break the fence? He said he has to have kavana to be mazik.
So, is the kavana that the Rambam needs in order to make chayvu, if kavana is, meaning I want through this action that he should be damaged? If so, if that's the kavana, did you have that by the locksmith?
No.
It was negligence. So much negligence, he's hired for the damage he caused for the door. But he's negligent for not investigating. Kavana, that he should be. Wanted to own the house, he damaged it, didn't he? But on the other hand, maybe the kavana which the Rambam requires, maybe it's not the kavana, just an intention to damage, but thinking he wanted to do the action of breaking the door. He wanted to break the door. But he thought it had a good purpose. Maybe the act thinking to do the damage, just having thinking that doing the damage won't cause problems, maybe that's also good enough as a kavana. That's one issue. Now I want you now to think about, has this nesivus, which we just learned, to Mechayev Ruvain in $50,000 in the basin in America, has that got anything to do with us in our two cases here of opening up the door in front of the gunners in order to allow him to steal the car or to steal the diamonds in Reuven's house with the locksmith? Has this receiver's got anything to do with this? Okay. Luke, so you had a lot of time to think about it.
Definitely doesn't have to do with the locksmith on the door, because here I'm actually taking the chayfetz of the mazikin. He's not taking any chayfetz there by the door. He's just allowing someone else to take the chayfetz of the mazikin.
On the other hand, he's doing an action.
But he's not doing anything with the thing. If I left the diamonds on the kitchen table and I opened all my windows and doors, the tzivus would not say he's chayim. No. I'm a posheya, but I didn't do anything.
His car was stolen.
You can't call me a mazik.
His car was stolen?
Who?
The guy's car was stolen.
Well, I'm not talking about the car yet. I'm talking about the locksmith.
What about the locksmith?
The car, that's the chayfet itself, so yeah, I'm not so sure.
depends how you include it. If you say the house is the house, it doesn't matter.
The house wasn't stolen, it was the diamond.
It doesn't matter. If you say the house is included, it
was in things in the car, or the car was stolen?
The car was stolen.
The car was stolen.
So the car is not the payment.
The car is the payment.
No, there the lock was. The lock is the payment. He opened.
No, but he did something to the payment that was stolen. So I could see, I can go either way there. I can go either way.
Even because it's seamless, he didn't damage the thing, he just put it somewhere.
Well, he did, he threw it in the garbage.
The actual thing he damaged.
He buries it in the ground.
He
puts it in the garbage.
He didn't steal it. He didn't steal the car.
Still the same.
Right.
If he would have opened the car and left the key there, that would be the car would get to the key. If he just opened the door, there's not enough of a mice that he did to the car.
Okay.
No, he's still in a separate act.
He didn't make it.
Right.
That's the thing. He needs a separate act, and it's far from the bugger.
Right. Most people will not.
Most not shops.
So, people are thinking good. They're saying, in the Svara of Kavana, the car's better. He didn't have Kavana, the locksmith had Kavana, more Kavana. Okay. But in the Svara, maybe the receivers of doing an action which creates it being in a dangerous place, you're doing more of an action, more of a direct action, in opening up the car than the locksmith is by opening up the door of the house where the house didn't get stolen, but the contents get stolen. The door of the car, you opened up the door of the car which the car got stolen. In that sort, the car is more humble than the case of the locksmith. So one way the locksmith is worse than the car in Kavodas. On the other hand, the car is worse than locksmith in more involvement in the actual cause of the story, more direct involvement. So, but they're not exactly the same cases to receive us as everyone's putting out. So let's discuss. Let's just see. Says the Torah. The Torah says, so far we have a Rambam and Rashi to explain why are you five for breaking down the fence in front of the animal. Rambam says you're tired because the animal got out because of you with intention that the animal should damage, and you're fired for that. And Rashi says, very probably fired for that. You're only fired for breaking the actual fence because the animal is not fired. Okay. Says the Torah, there's a third opinion. There's a third opinion in what the Gemara says you're chayv for. And that's the Yad Rama. What did he say? Says open. Haperet Gezer. Mitnei Behemas Chaveir. You break down the fence in front of the animal of your friend. Ubacha, what happened? The animal run away. And you could never find the animal again. Not that the animal got out and caused damage. That's the Rambam. What happens over here? You broke down the fence which was protecting the animal, and by that the animal got out and was lost. That's the case where you're going to be chayev. For breaking down the protection which creates, which the fence was doing and caused now the animal to be lost. You're fired now for lose the animal getting lost. Gab came the Baal of Behema, the Shalom of Behema, so he has now paid for the replacement of the animal. That's the Yad Ramah's opinion. What's the Yad Ramah saying? I understand, there's an animal, there's a protection around the animal. I take that protection round, which causes the animal to get lost. You're chayev. Not the Rambam's case, that you take down the fence, which is protecting other people from the animal, and now the animal will cause damage. That you're not going to be chayev according to the Yad Ramah. What are you chayev on if the animal, it gets lost? Not if the animal causes damage. Now, I want you to think, tell me, why the Yad Ramah is saying, in the Rambam's case, you break down the fence and the animal doesn't get lost. This causes damage? No. He doesn't, you don't have to pay like Rashi says. Rashi says you don't need to pay. I agree to that, says the Yad Ramah. You don't need to pay. I don't hold with the Rambam. But if you break down the fence, and by that the animal itself gets lost, then you're fired. What's the difference? What's the difference? If you hold like Rashi, that it's Gromer breaks down the fence, even, and the animal causes damage, you're not going to be fired because it's Gromer. So also it is Gromer. You broke down the fence, the animal's down, it's got no solution, Gromer. What's the difference? Why the animal now says, this case is a boss, in this case you're fired.
This is like a receiver, huh?
Why is this like the receivers?
It's even more than the receivers.
It's even more than the receivers. Who?
The receiver says if you take something, you do something for the good of the person, you're fired. He says if you've taken it up for his good by negligence, you've caused a situation where the, whatever it is, it's gone and disappeared. Not for his good. It's even worse than the receivers.
Yeah. What? What? Why? Okay, so why?
You're affecting in the chefetz itself.
You're doing the fence. You've knocked down the fence, and now that the animal gets lost. The fence is the animal.
Oh, but I caused the animal to get lost directly.
Directly, you put the animal in the place. Who's the fence directly?
Yes.
The whole sole purpose is to keep the animal from escaping. Not necessarily to keep the animal from damaging someone else's property. If the animal runs away, you are directly causing it. You're directly causing damage to the owner. That ran away. Whereas in the case of damage to each field, that's wrong.
Explained by Tzedo and Shabbos, what malacha is being done, is that there's a difference between a trapped animal than a non-trapped animal. A trapped animal is different than a free animal.
So you're saying that this is Paul doing an action in the animal itself by taking away its protection. That's what you're saying.
No,
unlike...
That's not what I'm saying.
Unlike if you take the fence, the animal gets out and then causes damage. He didn't do anything into the person who got damaged by the animal. You caused the animal to get out, and then the animal went to get damaged. Your action of taking away the fence is not a direct action in the fact that this person has got a broken arm because of the animal. That's indirect. But the fence in respect to protecting the animal from being lost, that's called an action in the animal. That's what you're saying to the Yad Shalom. Okay. Let us see this inside the Yad Shalom. Yad Shalom, speak this out. Imparit kala koso alageta. If you open up the whole wall, the fence, the bosphorus under Rishus Rabin, now make it open to Rishus Rabin. Nira, that it appears to me, the Havik Mazik, Gok Hadova, that you have damaged the item which you was protecting. You did touch it, you touched its protection, that's called you damaged it. The Miyat Mikne Kolilei, because as soon as you take away the fence, like you explained by Satan, it's a different animal. It's an animal, unprotected animal. It's lost animal. So it's the fence is the one that's keeping it safe. And therefore, I become Moshe, Hutsi, Peres, of Woods. It's like taking the animal itself with your own hands and putting it in Rishus HaRabim. By breaking down the fence which keeps the animal away from Rishus HaRabim, it's like taking the animal itself and putting it in Rishus HaRabim. And just everybody agrees, you take the animal and put it in Rishus HaRabim, you're fired. That's called mazik, your time. So also taking down the fence, that's called you taking the animal out. And you're fired, that's called mazik, but you're dying. And you're fired to pay. So now, with that idea, let's relate it to our two cases. Is our case Doma to the Yad Ramah or the Rambam? The Rambam says, break down the fence, the animal gets out, and then it causes damage. You're going to be fired with that, but no, all the other Rishonim don't hold it. And even the Rambam says you need Kavanah. Or is it comparable to the Yad Ramah? You're taking down the fence, which makes the item which the fence is protecting get lost. And that's called Mazik V'Yadayim. If it's called Mazik V'Yadayim, and it's not Gami, which is the Rambam is talking about, if it's Mazik V'Yadayim, you need to be chayev with Kavanah. You need Kavanah to be chayev with Mazik V'Yadayim. What do we learn right at the beginning of Hilchos Mazik? Do you need to have Kavanah to be chayev with Mazik V'Yadayim? Even Shogeg, even Onus, according to some Rishonim, are chayev with Mazik V'Yadayim. Even if you didn't have any kavanah, if it's mazik v'yadayim, also know. So if it's like the Yad Rama, then you're going to be fired even without Kabbalah. So what is our two cases? The carpenter case, the locksmith case, and the case of the Shalat, the remote control, are they comparable to the Yad Rama or the Rama?
Just like the Yad Rama. Well, for the car, it depends where it's parked. If it's parked in a neighborhood where it's probably going to get stolen, then it's the other month. But if it's parked here, then it's not.
Which?
You say the same about the house. Does it see the house of the car? Because it's the gun of the car.
It's not there.
The gun is there.
Inside the house. You let the gun in the house.
What's the difference in the theory between that?
Because the gun is already there. You are letting the Ghana in. But I don't know. I'm not so sure.
If the concept is Mazik Be'edayim, you don't need to know that. That's called the Kavonis. Kavonis. Yeah. So therefore, it's not comparable to the Rama. If anything's comparable to the Yad Rama, what's the door of the house and the door of the car doing? What's that tub in? The locks. What the locks? To protect the car from being taken or lost. To protect the contents of the house from being stolen. You go ahead and take away that protection. You knock down the fence, which is protecting its contents or itself. That's the Yad Rama. And the Yad Rama says, it's not garment. That's called Mazik Be'atayim. Mazik Be'atayim, you don't need to come on, you're fired. But, as Matis pointed out, Yom Shal Shabbat said a word. In poets, holocaustal. Why did he stress coal? Why did he say coal? Why not just a section of it?
No protection whatsoever.
The reason is, because it's going, but your action is for sure, meaning the animal's lost. So, if there's a condition in order to be considered a mazik in the animal itself by breaking the fence, has to be a condition that this action is for sure making the animal now hefker in the world of Rishus HaRabim. If so, let's relate it to the two cases. In the case of the Shalet, the remote control, I opened up the car in the Chaniya, the car parking space of the company, and is that called? I've now been heretic in a gunnery and it's now available to be taken by the... Who says the gunners were coming around? Who says there's any gunners there at the moment? Who says that this has caused a complete... now making it available for anyone to take? Who says? Like in the case of the house, the metzias is... the Ganav wasn't there, you could say the same thing. But the Messias, the Ganav is waiting outside. The Ganav is waiting outside. The Ganav is outside the door. And he says, look, please let me in. Locksmith made a mistake and opened up the door. He opened up in front of the person who's going to... the door's protecting. That action of opening up in front of the Ganav, that's the Yad Rama. You've made the contents automatically, when you open up the door in front of the Ganav, you made the contents of the house be mazik, it was being protected from Ganav. You opened it up in front of the Ganav. And even if you didn't have Kavona, if it's mazik be a daim, you're high believing about Kavona. Snafu. In the case of the remote control of the car, you're still off the hook. The Rambam, because of the Rambam, you're off the hook because you didn't have Kavonim. And because of the Yad Rama, well, it's not like Rishus HaRazim, the whole cold gather. Who says the Ganav will come? But in the case of the house, in front of the Ganav, you locksmiths open it up. You've got the Yad Rama. You're damaging the contents by opening up the protection in front of the Ganav. You should be chayav v'shem mazik be a diamond. Those diamonds that you opened up the door in front of. Okay.
Not exactly the same. It depends where the diamond. Let's say you put it in a safe of the house.
What's the Ganav going to do?
No, I'm saying.
think the same.
Immediately will go out.
What's the gun that's trying? Once you open up the door. No, but what? What's the gun that's going to? What's his job? What is his aim? What's his aim when you have now the door open? He's going to search. Yes. If he finds it, it means he was searching for us, yes? And he found it. Which means that he opened up the protection from it in front of him. So therefore...
If there was a safe inside the house, he opened up the outer protection, but there wasn't that hole.
Those people say the difference between the safe and the not safe is not whether it will be broken in, it's just how long it takes to break in.
I have to say there's something that bothers me.
Good. I like things that bother you.
What bothers me is the locksmith was negligent. He was negligent because he was stupid and deluded. Whereas the guy with the car was negligent because he was negligent. He knew what was going on.
And he wasn't. He wasn't negligent in the press of the button.
Okay, but once it happened, he's negligent in
not looking after somebody's money, which he sees is going to be lost. He's negligent in the midst of our Shabbos Avodah. That's not the action of the muzzik. The action of the muzzik was the pressing of the button.
If there were stuff in the car which was stolen, but the car wasn't stolen. But there was stuff in the car that was stolen. The guy pressed the button was fired.
Maybe more fired.
No, anyone was
fired. Still not the level as the locksmith. Because the locksmith, you have the gun up here. I'm coming in to take it. And I'm opening up in front of you. It's still in the car, even the contents, you don't have any gun up there.
I understand what you're saying, but nevertheless, in one case, he was in full knowledge. The other case, he was completely without knowledge.
Yes, I understand your issue with it as well. We understand each other. Very good.
As a side point, as far as the knock is concerned, how far does the knock have to go in investigation?
Before he opens up the house, in front of the stranger, you can't. See, you can't. You have to prove that you're the owner of this house. You can't open up the house. Someone's outside and say, "Look, I need to get in."
What do you do? Go to the neighbour and say, "Is this the residence?" That's a start. It opens up the door.
No, obviously.
If you don't do that, you're taking a chance. You're saying, a lot of locksmiths will take a chance. You know, how often does this happen? Yes? That's what they'll say, but it's called still taking a chance. Because you don't know who this guy is, and he's asking to open up the door.
People say about the house, how could he know? What would you say if it was a car? Somebody called out a locksmith and said, "This is my car. Can you start my car? I've got my people."
Happens all the time. They have a special service that does it for you.
Would you say it's acceptable?
They do it all the time.
I didn't ask you what they do. Not it's the things they do.
Take the chance.
Somebody stole your car because they sent you a locksmith. This is my car.
In the car.
Okay, so that's where we're holding. That's where we're holding at the moment, that not only should the locksmith be chayv on the door, he should be chayv on the 50,000, 1.5 million dollars which was stolen from that. Okay, so let us see a tshuva from Rashi Tam. A very interesting tshuva, because it's very doma to the case of the locksmith. There's me. You have Shabsai v'Yitzchok, two people. Hoylam Shnei Yiros Begotten B'Shuchas. They had two amounts of material for clothes. They owned that in partnership. V'Hoyu B'Chanut Shel Yitzchok. And where they've been stored? In the meantime, they've been stored in the shop of Yitzchok. V'hoyu hamaftechot shel hachanut haniska b'yad Yitzchok. Who had the keys to that the shop? It was Yitzchok. Yitzchok's shop. He has the keys. V'holof shavtai haniska v'shol hamaftechos midei Yitzchok kedei liftoch hachanut limka habegotem. Shul Shabtai said to Yitzchok, "Oh, give me the keys. I want to open up the shop in order to sell are closed. The Yitzhak Nosen Hamaftechot Liad Shabtai. And Yitzhak gave him the keys. The Hisrababa, he gave him a warning. Shelo Yiftach Achanut Ad Shrielech Ochiv Shel Yitzhak Im Shabtai. Don't open up the shop until my brother comes with you. To open up the shop with you. Why? Because I've got expensive goods there, which are not to do with you. And I don't want you to be there by yourself, opening up the shop. The Shavsai lo kein osa, he didn't do that. Lo himten, the Ochiv Shus, he didn't wait. And a holoch yechidi, b'posach hachanut, he went by himself and opened up the door of the shop. Umacha begotim, and he sold his clothes. V'shabo Yitzhak v'chanus, and when Yitzhak came to his shop, Omer Shavsai, loma posach hachanut yechidi, why did you open up by yourself? They stole from me. While you opened up the chanut, the ganovim came in because you opened up the chanut in front of the ganov, and the ganov came in and he stole the silk clothes.
While Shamsai was there?
Yes. V'ata peshata, you are negligent. Shabosa chanut v'nigva habagdim v'shi. It's because of you. You opened up the shop in front of the ganav, and they stole my silk clothes, expensive silk clothes. I want you to be chayiv. So what would you say, according to Yad Ra'ah, you'd be chayiv or not?
So would they have stolen it even if his brother was there?
No, because his brother would be looking after the silk clothes. Yes. I want you to be involved in selling your clothes. My brother will look after the rest of the goods. That's why I sent him there. I gave you a warning. You didn't listen. So what did you do? You opened up the shop. In front of the gunner came in, stole the silk clothes, and now I'm claiming damages. Now, according to Yad Ra'ah, would you be chayev or not in the Marashtam's case?
You don't even need the Yad Ra'ah. There's trespassing. Anything that happens after that, even honest, he's chayiv.
No way.
He's opening up the store.
What chayiv is that? Even if it's like, what chayiv is it? Not Geneva. He's not a Shomer. He's not a Ganav. You can only get him for Hilchas Mazik. Mazik? If you don't learn like the Yad Ra'ah, then what would you learn? Yeah? Mazik says the Yad Ra'ah, you are chayiv. Why? Because the silk clothes are being protected by the door. It's keeping the gunner out, which is standing outside. You open up the door, the gunner comes in and takes the silk clothes. You took away the protection of the silk clothes. So according to Yad Ra'ah, would you be chayiv in the Marashtam's case?
Yes, of course.
You'd be chayiv in the Marashtam's case.
Did he know the gunner was there? He know the gunner was there.
You don't need to know if it's mazik midai, not kavana.
It has to be vaday, then
I'll have to. If the gunner is there, but you don't know, that is vaday going to happen, just you don't know, you're also chayiv. That's the case we had with Kapet. If it's mazik midai, you don't need kavana. The vaday means as it happened because of your action, for sure. That's the vadas.
Stealing the car, that's not...
There's no gun of there. There's no gun of when you opened up the door.
It depends if the gun was standing there at the time you opened up the door. If it came 10 minutes later, then it wouldn't.
Correct.
So is it the case was that the gun was already standing there.
Either the gun was standing there. Yes, that's would
see that. So you're saying if he unlocked the door, turned off the alarms, and then went home, and 2 hours later, maybe it wouldn't be fine.
If it's the door's wide open, maybe you would be chayiv, because that's calling for the gunner to come. Yeah?
And if it's not?
It's not wide open, no one knows. Maybe the gunner. Is there a chance that the gunner won't try opening the door?
Yeah, of course there's a chance, that's his job.
No, if there's no gunner there, is there a chance that he'll choose this door to try? He goes around every night trying every shop door, that's what he does. If you're talking about an area like this, then ain't no. If you're talking about England and Britain, then ain't no. If you're talking about in America, in what is it called? What's the area in America? That's highly crime rates over there. What?
Harlem.
Then yes, ain't no. And then in that case, he's like breaking down the fence. It depends in those enough. So the Marashtan brought the Yad Ra'ah and said, well, maybe according to Yad Ra'ah you have a claim. However, However, says the Rashtam, it says like this. Since Rashi explained the Gemara that you only chayiv on breaking the kosel, since the Rashi didn't say like the Rambam, but Rashi also didn't say like the Yad Ramah. He said you're chayiv for breaking the fence. He didn't say you're chayiv for making the animal get lost. That means that means Rashi also not only argued on the Rambam, that means Rashi also argued on the Yad Ramah, and Rashi holds even the Yad Ramah's case for your bottom. Pitzes gets about the Inzer and the Gromer Amma, because Rashi held that that's also Gromer. Even the Yad Ramah's case is Gromer. Valochel and Meister, therefore the Halochel Meister, Vazek Kivin Sharif, Rashi Ibalitosis. Or explain that case, he's talking about your chayiv on the fence itself, and got nothing to do with the animal. Therefore, lifter shechet, they're going to be potter in such a case, because not only don't we hold like the Rambam, we also don't hold like the Yad Ramah. And that's halacha lemaisa, says the Marashtam. So therefore, it comes out from the Marashtam that even the Yad Ramah is not halacha. Even the Yad Ramah's case is not halacha. And therefore, in the $1.5 million question, yes, according to the Yad Ramah, you should be chayiv. But the Yad Ramah is not halacha. Because Rashi holds even the Yad Ramah case is goma and you're potter. And you're not going to be chayiv on the door, on the contents, but only on the door in such a case. So I'm asking you now a question. Okay. The Marashtam says the Yad Ramah is not halacha lemaisa, because Rashi doesn't learn like him in there. Okay? Fine. I got a problem. The Nesivus. The Nesivus, as we started out tonight, he says you are chayiv in his scenario. What's the difference between the Nesivus case, where you are chayiv, halacha lemaisa, says Nesivus, you are chayiv? What was the case there? Taking the money and burying it in the ground and forgetting about it? You're chayiv. And the Yad Ramah's case. Why is the Yad Ramah not halacha lemaisa? Why is the Nesivus yeah halacha lemaisa? What's worse about the Nesivus case? No?
You're touching the actual item, which is being mazon.
Touching the actual item. What are you doing with the actual item?
You're taking the item.
You're being mazon.
No one asked you to touch it.
You are doing the thing ends up being what's the hazard.
Not only that, even the door, if that's the pshat, then even the door, you ended up doing the thing which ended up being the hezek. The locksmith opened up the door, which ended up being the hezek.
No, that caused the hezek.
Yes, Kenneth. Yes, you're doing
the hezek. You're burying the item. That's the hezek. And you're forgetting it is just another step.
Oh, if you're saying the burying is the hezek.
That's the hezek.
Okay, what about putting it, what about the base in America? Putting the diamonds in the trash can, is that the actual hezek?
Yes.
Or just a cause for the hezek?
No, putting it in the trash can is the hezek.
Putting it in the trash can is the hezek, or the cause of the hezek?
It's the
cause of the hezek.
Have you not forgotten about it?
If you're telling me when you're doing the actual hezek, burying the ground, that's when the Siemens machive you in doing the actual hezek. Then you're chayiv, that's why it's halacha lemaisa. Yad Ramah, when you don't do the actual hezek, you're caused. Then we've got a question. How did the base in America paskin that when he puts it in the trash can, you're going to be chayiv because of Nesivus? Nesivus is talking about not when you're causing the damage. Causing is always grammar, like we see from Rashi. And you got both in like Yad Ramah. Nesivus that you're trying to base your pesach on is not when you're causing. You're actually doing the mazik. Putting in the trash can, that's the cause. It was eventually was taken out by the cleaners, and they made the mazik.
Even if it's not the cause.
It was.
I hired the cleaners. I told them to take out the trash.
So?
That's the mazik.
You know the cleaners are coming, though. It's
it doesn't matter. I know. I'm paying for them
when
to come.
Back, that's when you're doing the hazard. When you don't pick it up.
So you're causing.
If it would be stolen.
Yes. Let's say he goes to, which is a very rare thing, non-placed by Gishen. If it would be stolen after he puts it in the trash can there, he would not be chayav, because it's a normal place he keeps his, even his own dime is safekeeping. But here, it's only when he comes back after Mincha and he forgot about it, that's when he caused the hezek.
So therefore, why are you chayav then? And see, that's just the hezek, not the forgetting. The hezek was actually putting it into the ground.
Yeah? No, it's for not finding it afterwards. You can't find it.
Okay.
You don't remember.
So, we've concluded. In conclusion, we've said the car case, you're off the hook. Because he didn't have kavanah, and it's not even the Yad Ramah, because it's not like Mishus Rabban the Gunner's not there. The case of the locksmith, it is the Yad Ramah, the Gunner is there, but we don't fuss about the Yad Ramah, so you also don't pay for $1.5 million, you pay less for the door. The case of the diamonds, when he puts it in the trash can, which led to the being destroyed by the cleaners afterwards, at this stage, we're in a bit of a quandary. If you're defining the receivers as your chayv, because you're not chayv and caused by the actual mazik itself, burying it, does this fit into that? The receivers were not, the base of the American did. But is it really? We'll discuss it next week.
The receivers is not like the breaking the...